And finally, our gene of the month is mind bomb. First described in zebrafish, fish with faults in the mind bomb gene have big problems developing a nervous system or muscles. And in their ears, and yes, fish do have them, they have 10 times as many sensory hair cells as would be expected. These are the cells responsible for picking up vibrations around them. They also have twice as many nerve cells in their ears as normal fish. In 1998, Dr. Julian Lewis and his team at the London Research Institute figured out that mind bomb must be playing an important role in the notch signalling pathway, which tells cells what fate to adopt or what job to do. As you might expect, there are versions of mind bomb in a host of other organisms, including mammals, where it's involved in making sure the brain and nervous system develop properly. Earlier this year, scientists also showed that mind bomb plays a role in the adult mouse brain, and it's essential for helping to create long-term memories. Mind bomb is also the name of a pretty lethal cocktail made with pure alcohol, of the kind that you'd find in a molecular biology lab, so don't try this one at home. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month finding out about the genetics of a complex group of diseases that aren't caused by bacteria, but start from the cells within us. We'll be taking a look at cancer. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me, genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or tweet me, @nakedgenetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.